So looking at it from one point of view, you have experienced a great cleansing. It is perhaps not the way you would have wanted it to, but there is that. And when you look at your world now, you see how beautiful and clean and clear everything is, and how many things have been washed away that you may not even have noticed. And so we want to talk about the importance of doing that with your own life, because it is most important. We all experience, a buildup. That is inevitable because so many feeling things are almost assaulting your nervous system as time goes along. And there gets to be a buildup. But we would like to point out something very important to you. And that is that a buildup only stays, an emotional buildup only stays with you if it connects to something in your belief system, usually something you are not aware of. And so this is one of the things that makes this building up of feeling a very real problem. Now, here is another, twist to all of this. The thing you are feeling may be connected to a belief of which you are unaware. Now, of course, we have all done work and consciously brought about attention to the things that we do believe, and we can see how those beliefs impact everything in our world. But the thing we often do not see is things that we believe that we are not aware about. And when you think of an unacknowledged belief as like a hook, that is what it is like. And so something can happen in your life and you are unable to release it, to let it go away, because it has caught on the hook of something you have a fear about, something that was not recognized in your life before, but perhaps had always been there, something that does not want to let go. And so when we come to this place where we are feeling like we wish we had a rainstorm inside of ourselves to clear away all the things that have built up, unfortunately, it does not work that way. So we want to pay attention and say, what is it I might still be believing? What is it I might still be hanging on to that is not allowing me to release the things that are causing me pain? When we are going into this area of examination, we first must go in complete loving kindness, with total compassion, and without the ability to judge, or here is the tricky part, or to make rational the thing that we find. So often in an unrecognized belief, it is not rational. And our brain has actually stopped us from paying attention to it because it is not rational. It does not make sense. And so this is very often the place where your current emotional feelings will catch and not let go. And so what do we do for this? Understand it is not an intellectual pursuit completely, because it is about a feeling thing. And so when hurt in the present moment hits, as in these changing times, everyone is being hit by emotions that are uncomfortable. When we go to that feeling, if we could take a moment with it, not to overindulge it, but to stay with it long enough to say, what is this attaching to? What could I be holding or believing that this current emotion is making so painful for me? And once again, without judgment, with complete loving kindness, then we want to go on the search for it. We know that Channel will forgive us for this because we have taught her to be forgiving, so we know she will. But as a young girl, she was told by someone, a boy she liked very much, that he would be her boyfriend if her hair was not so ugly. Now, that was many years ago, and Channel was a very short person. But you understand, even today, there is part of Channel that wants her hair to be as it should be. She does not think about that boy. She does not think about that time. And she probably wonders why she is so concerned that her hair looks well. But there is a connection. It is an old thing. It is an old experience. It is an old pain. And so she spends part of her life protecting herself from feeling that again. Now, this is not, of course, going to send anyone to hell, so we do not have to worry about these things. But we do want to recognize the connection between the pain we are feeling in the moment and what might have happened earlier, what belief we might have come into contact with that is making this pain not washable. It will not wash away. We cannot release it. We are going to talk about a general thing here, and one you understand very well, and that is perfectionism. This is something that has touched all of you in ways that you wish it had not touched you. And of course, it has touched you badly because this is Earth, and there is no perfect on Earth, and you are not here to be perfect. It is not your job to be perfect. But if at some point in your life you bought into the idea that if you were only perfect, then everything would be all right, you can see the problem here. So this becomes a part of a belief that you do not even think about. And there it is in back of all the things that happen in your life. So when something happens that is painful, or no matter a small pain or a large thing, is it perhaps then connected to an old belief that if you had only done it perfectly, there would never be any pain? If you are finding that in your life, we would strongly suggest that you understand what a terrible mistake that belief is. Since there is no perfection to begin with, to be punishing yourself because you have not achieved something that cannot be achieved, this can be a very troublesome thing in your life. And once again, you might have a bad feeling in a moment that you do not connect with this old belief that may be caught with you. If we could magically, what do you call the magic wand? If we could touch each of you and remove from you any idea about perfectionistic performance, perfectionistic choices, perfectionistic anything, please believe us, we would be more than happy to do that, because this can free up a great part of your life, and it can allow you then to let go of the pain that comes up for you in a day, in a challenging period of time. You could let that rain wash it away then, because it would not have a belief to cling to. It would not have anything to hold on to. Now, we're going to remind you of some of the ancillary things that go with this. When it is simply you and you, you are more than capable of being brutal with yourself. If you started to paint your house and the house did not go well, you can be critical of yourself all the time. If you made a business decision that did not go well, you are more than capable of holding that perfectionistic thing as a punishment for yourself, whether you know it or not. But now we get to an even more challenging thing. It is with others. If you, for instance, love someone and they behave horribly, one of the hardest things for women, one of the hardest things is to stop, center, and say, this is painful, but they are the ones who behaved horribly. And so I'm going to give all of this back to them because this is not mine. Now, I may feel sad about it. I may feel heartbroken for a while. I may feel all kinds of things. But what I cannot feel is, if only I had done it perfectly, this would never happen. Those words are the words of a curse. They are a curse for women, and they are also a lie. And they get in the way of our being able to heal, in the way of our being able to be free. And so for this alone, it is well worth it to say, when someone has hurt me, what is it that I believe? And to stop and perhaps even meditate with it for a while. What do I believe when someone hurts me? Am I free of this idea that if I were more perfect, they would not have hurt me? Because that is a gigantic lie. When someone is malfunctioning, they are going to hurt people around them. That is what they are going to do. And for you to think that it has to do with you is to make a terrible mistake. If you looked at this in, a more grounded way, if you went to a plug to plug it in and it shocked you, would you really say, what was it I did that made that plug shock me? You would not do that. You would say, that is a malfunctioning plug, and I will not be plugging anything else in there until I call an electrician or a handyman, if you have one of those at home. But what we are saying is that we understand this principle on so many levels, and we need to understand it on an emotional level as well. One of the paths to being free is learning this lesson. Now, sometimes we are baffled by what we are feeling. It's like, I feel bad about this and I do not understand why. So there may not be an immediate connection, but when you feel bad, please believe us, there is a connection to something. Perhaps it is old. Perhaps it is unconscious. But whatever it is worth the time and the energy to think about it and to let it see where it leads us. Because whatever belief is holding it in place, that belief stands between you and your freedom and what you deserve, because you are the children of the Mother God and the Father God. And what you deserve is to walk your path in the beauty of freedom. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Become aware of your teachers, the teachers who guide and protect you. Know that they are all around you and there to help you with anything you encounter in life. Feel a cleansing energy like rain above your head. Open your crown and let the cleansing energy come down into your third eye to wash it clear and clean. Into your throat to wash away any conversation that does not respect you, that does not illuminate and hold you in the position you should be in, a position of love. Feel the cleansing energy water the garden in your heart and make everything grow. Feel the rainfall in your solar plexus. And let it gently wash away any emotions you might be holding that you do not wish to hold any longer. Feel it flow out of your body as an act of love. Feel the rain falling and fall into your second chakra. And let the rain wash away the judgment and the shame that you might be holding for anything, especially being human. Feel that center make a place for love and understanding and cleansing as you walk through your life. And feel the rain fall and come into your root center. And let that rain wash away anything that would prevent you from creating your life as a free soul, as one who loves and is loved, as one who is forgiven as a birthright. Move your attention into your heart center. See the beautiful things that you've grown in that garden. Feel the things that you love, that are like you, that are beautiful as you are beautiful. And look around your heart until you see that there is a path that is illuminated. Go to that path and step on it, and know that the path takes you without effort and begins to move you upward. The air is full of blessings for you. Breathe them in. Make a place for them in your energy, in your body, in your life. And know that the path moves you to a place of valuing. And begin to feel all the energy that supports what you value, what you love, and that it begins with you. That the ability to value fills you. And if there is a symbol or a sign here, stop, pay attention, remember what it is. Step back on the path and begin to move upward again, letting the path take you forward. And come to a place of filling. And in this place, you are breathing in the energy of the universe that fills every place in your heart center, in your chakra systems. Energy that pours into you, but that you must allow. Allow this energy into any place that has been hurt and needs to heal. Any place that is lonely and needs to be full. Any place that is sad and needs to be loved. Let the filling energy go to all of those places. Go to the path again and let the path move you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know your gift. When you've known your gift, turn and begin to come back down the path. But know that the air is still full of blessings, and gather in as many, as much as you can, until you are who you truly are again. And come to your heart center. Begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.